Welcome to the USEA's official podcast. The Woodside International Horse Trials took place in California this weekend. Jolie Wentworth finished fifth in the CIC three-star, riding Tracy Bowman's Good Night on a score of 67.4. And USEA President Brian Sabo spoke to Lauren after her round.
I'm here with the amazing Jolie Wentworth. Just went clear on her beautiful horse. What do you think about the course, Jolie?
It's quite a tough course, and the terrain here really plays a factor, I think, especially for time. Especially at the end, Derek's done a lot of little changes that I think could catch quite a few people. So I think it was definitely a good prep for those of us going to Galway.
Boy, and you really rode super cool around these tighter turns. What was it like doing a course that was, had some really turning elements in it?
Well, I think for my horse, it actually suits him because he can get quite strong and quite big. And so the turns a little bit will keep him on his toes. When he gets out on the big kind of gallopy open courses, it's a little harder to rate back because he gets going too much. So actually, I think this sort of course can suit him from time to time.
Well, you sure did a great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The battle for the top spot throughout the weekend was between Debbie Rosen riding her own The Alchemist and Lauren Billis on her own Ballingowan Ginger. And it was Debbie who emerged the eventual winner with a score of 58.5 in the CIC three-star.
Debbie, what did you think about the course? You rode fantastically.
Thank you so much. It was an incredible debut back into the FEI. I'm thrilled. It was awesome. The course rode great. And I couldn't be happier.
And what did you think about Derek's changes? He made quite a few changes in the course.
I actually was a bit terrified. I thought it was quite difficult. And it really let me test what I set out to test this weekend.
He's a big, strong horse. And I'll tell you what, watching him make some of those turns, it really seemed like it was a huge benefit.
Yes, it's been a benefit and my downhill because I want to ride him backwards because he's so big and strong. But I finally, James Atkinson sat on him in the fall, really got him quite a bit more broke. And then everybody just kind of convinced me to go for it and stop being such a weenie. And so that was what we were kicking and not pulling today.
Well, it sounded like you came really close to the time.
I was as close as I've probably ever come.
That's an amazing ride. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Brian.
The overnight leader, Lauren Billis, added just 8.4 time penalties on the cross country to finish in second place on 59.4.
We're here with Lauren Billis, your amazing round. Did you hold on to your first place?
Oh, I didn't. I had a few times, but that's okay. It's my second three-star.
What'd you think of the course?
I thought it was tough. It was challenging until the end. I had to change my plan depending upon how my horse was feeling. Uh-huh. So she got a little tired, but still was able to ride it and get through.
So clear round. Now, Derek made quite a few changes in the course. So yeah. What did you think of those changes?
I thought they were technically difficult. I thought that depending on your horse's fitness, they played differently in your round. And so they were tough.
Looks to me like you rode brilliantly through the water up here. What did you feel about that first turning line?
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was made you kind of come out really attacking, and she felt really brave through there.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous through there. What other fences in the course were interesting for you?
So the second combination was this big table to a skinny to a corner, and I was thinking about that all night, and she was really good through there. It just really made you ride in positive and get out positive, so that was a tough line. And then the second water was a drop turning to an angled brush to a large table out, and so that was also another tough line that I thought she was pretty good at.
But you had your dreams come true as far as getting her a good schooling experience. It looked like to me she looked like she came out as good as she went in.
Absolutely, yeah. She feels ready for Galway, I think, at this point. So.
Very exciting. That'll be your third three-star then.
Yeah, my first CCI three-star.
Well, we're going to expect you to win it.
Yeah, I hope so.
You'll find the full results and reports, as well as photos from the 2014 Adequin USEA Gold Cup and Pro Tour Gold Cup series at Woodside on the website at useventing.com. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.